Hello, friends. If you are joining in at this moment, I really want you to pay close attention to what I'm going to talk to you about today. This is a matter that has been weighed on my heart literally for hours, and I've been up almost all night thinking and praying, and you know, how can I say this? Somewhat, I'm troubled by this. And as you see in the question report, in the question that I've proposed below, is the COVID-19 vaccine safe for the residents in a nursing home? It's a serious and solemn question. So if you are joining in at this moment, I want to welcome you before we go into this discussion. I really want your input as well. I want to say, as you are watching this, I have nothing to gain. As a matter of fact, I have everything to lose, nothing to gain. And I'm going to speak from the angle. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to speak from the angle of a medical expert, from a CNA perspective, from a person who works in the medical field, okay? And what I'm going to talk about, it is something, I'm going to be honest with you, it is not being spoken about enough. There are some that are beginning to speak about it, but we need to speak about this. This is a serious issue, and that's why I'm taking the time to do this video right now. So if you are coming in, I will highly encourage you to invite someone, share this video with them, and let's get the word out. So for some of you who don't know who I am, my name is James Devalon. I am a certified nursing assistant. We know it today as CNA. Part of my job is to care for residents, literally to provide care for them, to feed and to clean them and to wash them. You know, just the work of a CNA. We give care. And the essential purpose of my work, and everyone who is along with me as far as LPN, RNs and administrators and therapy and so on, our essential work is to save the life of those whom have been entrusted by family members to care for them. So I want to repeat that statement again. The purpose of our job as nurses, CNAs, is to save the life of those residents that family members have entrusted in our care to take care of them, because they were not able to care for them, so they entrusted us with the talents and their loved ones, so that we could provide care for them in a way that they can be at peace as they're getting older before they passed away. So that is the work that we do, and that's why we should never forget the work that we do. As either if you are a CNA, a RN, a LPN, an administrator, a therapy, whether you are, whatever position you might have in a health field, the essential purpose of your work is to save lives, is to make sure those that are under your care, you are there to protect them. Now, with that being said, as some of you already know, we are in this COVID-19 pandemic and things are just literally blowing up. Now, I really want you guys to pay attention to this, because what I'm going to talk about right here, I'm letting you know there's a high possibility I might lose my job. My reputation could be totally destroyed. And I must tell you, as a Christian, I am so disturbed and my heart is heavy and my conscience is not at ease. And if I do not speak, I find it that I am becoming part of the problem, not part of the solution. And I want to say it again. The greatest problem we have in the world is not just that there are evil going on in our world, issues in our world. I think part of the greatest problems we have is that too many of us are quiet on the issues that should be spoken about, that should be brought in the front line. Yes, there is a time to be quiet, but there's also a time to speak up. And I think, as for me, I am under a heavy conviction. I'm telling you, friends, I've been up till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I've been praying and thinking and praying and reading my Bible, and the Spirit of the Lord is pressing upon my heart, and I'm realizing I can't just keep quiet. I got to speak up. And if I don't speak up, I'm going to blow up. So I'm hoping as you are hearing this, you will invite someone and you will let this information out. And I'm literally going to go into a place where most people don't want to go. Some people are just afraid, or some people just don't know how to confront this issue. And I'm going to be very honest with you. We got to say something. We got to speak up. We can't just keep quiet. We can't. And friends, I'm telling you, as a person who works in a nursing home, I am not the type who gets emotional in front of the camera. I am not. And the reason I'm talking about this, friends, is because my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy. I'm hoping the Lord can get me through this so that I can express to you what is really going on. Lord, give me strength. Now listen, friends. I am not the type who ever cries in front of the camera. That's not me, friends. I'm telling them, that's not me. But knowing what I know and seeing what I see, if I don't speak, man, if I don't express myself, it's like, to me, I find myself becoming part of the problem. And to be quiet on this issue is deadly. It's deadly. I will definitely get my composure, and I promise you, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this, and I'm going to get this message out by any means necessary. Now, I'm letting you know, friends, as I'm speaking to you right now, I have nothing to gain, everything to lose. Okay, I've been in the health industry, in the health field for over 10 years. I am a certified nursing assistant. I also serve as a lay pastor. That is my volunteered work. But as my job, as far as where I can take care of my residents and be paid doing it, I am a certified nursing assistant. That is what I do. And the function of my work is to save the lives of those that are under my care, doing the best things that I can do by applying the skills that I have learned in school. So I'm hoping you understand where I'm coming from with this. And we know, friends, as of 2020, we've had this COVID-19 virus that is plaguing the world. We know that. But to a large degree, what most people don't realize, although they speak about it in the nursing home, but they are not blowing the trumpet as they should. Many in the nursing homes, many of our residents have not only suffered from this virus in 2020, that's just from the virus itself. Not only they've suffered, many of them have lost their lives. We all know that, okay? We've heard some of this on the news. We are familiar with this notion. Now, this is where I'm trying to get your attention. Now, listen to me very carefully, friends. Listen to me very carefully. This COVID-19 virus is something new. The experts are trying to do everything they can to deal with it. Now, the thing is, they have come up with several vaccines, right? Several vaccines that they want to administer primarily, listen to me very carefully, to those who are in a nursing home. The elderlies, the people such as myself, LPN and RN, people like myself, these are the first group of people that they are targeting with the vaccines, which I totally understand because we are in the front line. And part of our job is to deal with the vulnerable, those that are more prone to catching the virus. I totally get that. But this is the thing that is going on right now that it troubles me that I'm not hearing enough people talking about this. It troubles me, and it seems to me like, am I the only one who's crazy? Or what is going on? Because why I'm not hearing people talking about this. Now, listen very carefully, friends. I'm not going to tell you where I work, but the place that I work is a nursing home. During the month of December 2020, I want you to follow carefully my line of reasoning here, and you're going to see the pattern. During the month of December 2020, just within the last 2 weeks of that month, okay, within the last 2 weeks, about the 22nd and to the month 2020, right? So in 2020, the whole entire year, we did not have a single death. Did you hear what I said? A single death from any of our resident who had COVID-19. As a matter of fact, we only had about five people. How many I said? Five people at the most who was infected with COVID-19. Zero death for the entire year of 2020. I thank God for it, friends. That is awesome. I cannot say this about every other place, but this is what has happened where I work. Now, get my line of reasoning, friends. Listen to this. Zero death 2020. Just about five cases at the most. All of them survived. A few of our staff got sick, but not too many. Like one or two every month or so, right? And that's nothing. And they came back to work. Everything is good. December 2020, right around the time of the 22nd and so on. I can get you the exact date if you want that. The vaccine was administered to our patients and also to some of our staff members. Get this, friends. We are in January 18, 2021. Listen, as I'm speaking to you right now, literally, I just left work last night and I couldn't contain myself. Just 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the residents received the vaccine where I work, they have had such a negative reaction to the vaccine. Friends, listen, I am no medical expert. I am not the brainiac. I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor. I'm not speaking on these issues. I'm not speaking from this angle. I'm not having this level of credibility. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. As a CNA who works with the residents, who touch them, who talks to, who pray with them, who cares for them, okay? Like, I'm coming from this angle. I know my patients. I know when they are happy. I know when they are sad. I know when they are frustrated. I know when they are feeling good. I know these people. I'm around them for 8 hours, and many people who are CNAs can testify of the same thing. We know the people that we care for. So, 2 weeks after these people received the vaccine, particularly the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, 2 weeks after they received the vaccine, or 3 weeks later, I am seeing this pattern. This pattern of not just side effects, to the point where we had people who were once walking who are no longer walking. People who were once talking who could no longer talk. People who were once able to think could no longer think properly. Delirium, confused. The expert says that the vaccine do not have the COVID-19 in it. I understand. Okay. It's supposed to be a stimulus, right? A stimulus that 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 that's supposed to help your immune system to fight against the virus if you were to confront it. That's the purpose of this vaccine, right? I understand that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I understand the purpose of it. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But this is what I'm saying, friends. Our residents are dying. Our residents are dying after they have taken this vaccine. And what troubles me, this is not even being spoken about. What bothers my heart is that it's almost like, don't talk about this. Just keep quiet. Let's go along with the notion. And I'm sitting here thinking like, this. First of all, I'm a Christian. I can't live with my conscience knowing this is what's happening in front of my eyes. Now, when you ask questions, right? When you ask those in authority, those in a position that could give you answers, you know what their answers are? We had a super spreader. A super spreader? And the answer is, why are so many of our residents are getting infected with this COVID-19 after they took the virus, after they took the vaccine? Why are they getting infected? Why are they dying? You know what the answer that I'm getting, friends? Do you know what the answers I'm getting? Oh, we had a super spreader. So there was a person who was sick or a few people that were sick and they spread it. Friends, let me tell you something. I'm not the smartest man in the world. And I'm also not the dumbest one either. I'm not the wisest man in the world, but I'm not stupid. How are you going to tell family members? How are you going to tell us? You go to the year of 2020, zero death. And I can speak the same for many, many nursing homes. Zero death. You go to the whole entire year. Not a single person passed away. We are in 2021. We are in the middle of the month. Where I work right now, over 14 patients have already died. They are dropping like flies. So when family members call to find out what happened to my mother, what happened to my grandfather, well, we had a super spreader and they caught the virus and that's just what happened. That is the narrative. That narrative is incomplete. We owe it to family members some better explanations. We owe it to those residents whom we have accepted to say, it is my job to care for those whom God have entrusted within my care. It is my job as a CNA, as an administrator, as an RN, as an LPN. It is our job to provide care for them. And part of our work is to make sure that they are safe. And if something is wrong, we need to speak up and speak out. And what I am seeing is this overwhelming silence. The silence of the Lamb is killing us. And while this is happening, lives of 100 residents, elderly, somebody's grandmother, somebody's father, somebody's mom is dying in these nursing homes. And it's almost to me, we are just like, oh, well. Too bad. Super spreader. Listen to my line of reasoning, friends. Some they are saying the spread of this COVID-19 in a nursing home does not have much to do with the vaccine. That's what they say. They say there is no DNA. It's an mRNA. It's supposed to stimulate your boost and give you a boost to the immune system. Okay, but my question is simply this: as a CNA, why are our people dying? Why are they dying in great numbers soon after they took the vaccine? And you might say, oh, is this your facility where this is going through? Listen to me, friends. It's not just happening in our facility. It's not just happening where I work. Let me share some things with you. Now, let me turn my screen to you. Look at this. And here I'm reading from the Daily News. Nearly 2,000 dozen nursing home residents in Norway died within days of getting the COVID vaccine. Wait a minute. This is not an isolated event that's taking place only where I work here or where you might work. It's happening all around the world. And it seems to me there is this overwhelming silence as if, well, this is normal. Is it really? Now, let's go back again. 24 dead, 130 infected at the New York City home after experienced COVID-19 invasion. Now, are you serious? After the injection, this is happening in New York. Friends, what they are saying that's happening in New York right now is what I'm seeing at my workplace. Listen, this video is going to get me in trouble. I already know that, and I could care less. Because at the end of the day, friends, the life of these innocent residents, the life of these family members, these mothers and fathers, these grandparents are more important than a paycheck. And the medical science must be challenged. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And we need to stop being silent about this, because the media is not going to talk about it. All they talk about is whether or not we need to worry about this inauguration. We need to make sure we protect the elected president from whatever, another breakout. But wait a minute. We have hundreds of residents who are dying in our hands. After they took the vaccine, that gets no attention on the media. I don't get that. So is it because their life was not that important? Is it because their lives are not that important to us, to the point where we can just live as though it's insignificant? It's insignificant. It's not an issue. This has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with us. It has everything to do with us. Friends, let me tell you something. I am not anti-vaccine. I'm not against it in any way, but this is what I'm trying to say. Whatever is in this vaccine, it is too much for the residents, because they have other health issues. A person like me or a person like you who might have taken the vaccine, we might not have a serious complication. We might not have a serious reaction. But residents who are of an older age, who have high blood pressure, rheumatism, diabetes, and all these different health complications that they might have when they take this vaccine, what I am seeing with my eyes is that they are dying right in front of us. How do you tell me as a CNA, I just care for a patient, left the room, come back, dead? Huh? So how am I supposed to just sit here and say, I'm going to go back to work as if nothing has happened? What kind of conscience am I supposed to live with? How could I, as a health person, really? How could we just sit there and not speak about these issues? We have to challenge the medical science. We have to challenge those who are doing this vaccine. They need to retract and rethink, go back and reprocess this thing. It's been said it takes about 10 something years to develop a good vaccine. COVID-19 has been around for about a year and a half. We already have a vaccine for it. Are you crazy? And you want to convince people on television to go and get vaccinated. But I'm telling you, as a person who's the front line, a person who's caring and working with residents, they are dying in our hands. They are dying, friends. They are dying like flies. When you walk in a room and you're watching one of your patients deteriorating, you said, no, that's not how she was. This is a recent thing. You're watching them dying in our hands, and you're going to tell me a super spreader? A person spread it? So we go throughout the whole entire year, 2020, not a single person died from the virus. 2021, January, over 14 of them has passed away. I just left work. There were at least 5 or 6 that I looked at. I said, Lord, they're not going to make it either. Taking their last breath. I'm talking about people that were walking, you know, people that were active, people that knew right from wrong. They weren't crazy. These were healthy residents, friends. healthy to a good degree. And then suddenly, took in the virus 2 weeks later, took in this vaccine 2 weeks later, dead. And some of us, friends, it's a shame. Some of us who are, some of our nurses and CNAs, LPN, listen, we can't just keep quiet. Really? We can't just sit back and say, none of my business. What if this was your mother? I'm speaking for the elderly here, friends. What if this was your father? What if this was your grandparents, huh? How would you feel? How would you like it if you find out they were dead after they took the COVID-19 vaccine? And why did they die? Well, we had a super spreader in a building. That is a big fat lie. That is a theory that has no legs. And I'm speaking as a person who is touching and handling and coming face to face with our patients. And I'm watching this as a Christian with my mind clear. I'm watching this stuff with my two eyes. I say there is no way in the world a super spreader can literally infect floor number one, floor number two, floor number three. Huh? Just like that. Here is another thing. Not only these floors, all the floors are being infected, right? What's crazy is this. There were some patients who did not, listen to me very carefully, who actually refused the vaccine. Guess what? None of them got sick. Majority, friends, I'm telling you, over 60 or 70%, majority of those who actually took the vaccine are sick. Sick to the point of death. And what I'm hearing over and over again is this spirit of quietness as if this is not a real issue. Why not? Why not? We got to speak about this, friends. And I'm not trying to be a whistleblower here. What I'm trying to say is that, friends, you are not being told everything. As a person who's working in the health industry, I am in the front line. I'm touching these people. I'm caring for them. I'm feeding them. I'm working with them. I'm telling you, you are not being told everything. And these people and the media ain't talking about this. No, they're going to talk about Donald Trump. They're going to talk about Joe Biden all day. They're going to talk about the inauguration all day. But guess what? There's somebody's grandparent, somebody's grandfather, somebody's mother, somebody's sister or siblings right now who is going to die. Why? Because they took the vaccine and everybody's just quiet. Am I supposed to stay quiet with a free conscience? Secondly, as a Christian, I'm supposed to stay neutral? I'm supposed to just be quiet and just go ahead and make my money, friends. I could care less about these jobs. I could care less about the paycheck. The life of these people are precious to God. The life of these people should be precious to us. And I don't care whether they're sick. I don't care what condition they are. These are human beings, friends. And if somebody don't say something, who is going to say something? If we don't speak about it, who's going to speak? Are we supposed to just watch this thing get worse? Are we supposed to just sit back and watch our residents, our patients dying in our hands after they took the vaccine and don't speak up about it? So we're not going to challenge the system. We're not going to challenge the medical science. We're not going to have them going back to the drawing board and re-examine what they've done. How in the world could you come up with a vaccine in a matter of a few months when we still haven't had a vaccine for HIV, hepatitis B? All these other issues in the world, no vaccine for them. They've been around for years, but you got a vaccine for COVID-19 in a year? It takes 10 years on average to create one. How in the world did you come up with one so fast? And if you did, what makes you so sure that it's going to work? And I'm telling you, from as a person who is in the health industry, I'm watching it, friends. I'm watching it every day. They're in front of me on my bed, on the beds. I'm watching them. They are dying, friends. They are depleting. They are losing weight. They are not eating. They are falling apart. You leave the room. You come back. They dead. So I'm supposed to stay quiet. Stay quiet. Don't talk about it. Don't ruffle anybody's feathers. What I'm trying to say, friends, I'm not here to say, what I'm trying to say, listen, the arguments doesn't add up. The reasoning behind the so-called reason why these people are dying is not adding up. And the other thing is, why is this happening? Not just in where the place where I work, it's happening in so many different nursing homes. Now listen to this, look at this, friends, look at this, please check this out. This is New York City, 24 patients dead, 100 infected at nursing home. Now listen to the testimony of this person. Now you gotta listen to this, friends. This is James T. Mulder, wrote Saturday at Syracuse.com, December 27th. There have been no COVID-19 death at the Commons. Listen, same exact testimony that I have. Zero death, right? I get that. That's the same thing with my case. 29. When death of residents with COVID-19 began occurring at the Commons, it's also a Mulder article discloses 7 days after the nursing home began giving COVID-19 vaccination to residents, with 80% of residents so far having been vaccinated. Wait a minute here. Over a period of less than 2 weeks since December 29th, Mulder rates 24 COVID-19 infected residents at 300-bed nursing homes have died. What they are talking about here in New York City right now, I'm experiencing at my workplace. And there are many, listen, I've spoke to other CNAs. I'm not speaking rationally on issues that I don't know, friends. If I don't know, I'll keep quiet. But let me tell you something. I'm speaking about a matter. I'm in it. I am in the water. I'm seeing this thing. Now, listen, this is happening. When I speak to other CNAs, other nurses who work in different places, guess what they're saying? The same exact thing. What I'm saying is that I don't know what is going on with this vaccine, but it is not working for the residents, friends. It's not working for the elderly, friends. We need to realize that something is wrong, and we need to speak up and speak out. And then we need to stop telling family members it was just they got infected with the virus. That is not good enough. And if you're listening to what I'm trying to tell you right now, pay close attention. Here's the thing I'm trying to say to you. If you have a family member in a nursing home, and they might have called you and say they're going to give your family member the vaccine, listen to me. By any means, reject it. Say no. Do not let your grandmother, your grandfather, whoever you have in this nursing home, do not let them take this vaccine, because there is a high possibility they're going to die. And the things you're going to hear is that, well, there was a COVID-19, you know, breakout. That's what they always say. A breakout. Now, listen. Louisiana woman convulses uncontrollably after being infected with the experimental Pfizer COVID shot. I can't stand to see my mother. Now this is the daughter speaking. Now I can't stand to see my mother this way. It makes me want to cry, knowing that I can't do anything to help her. Huh? Here is another one for you. Doctors around the world issue dire warning, do not get the COVID-19. Here's the thing. These doctors, you know what they do to him? Censorship. They don't want them to speak up. Why not? Why aren't you letting them speak? Here's another thing. Now, here we are. Now, this one was trouble me, friends, because somebody that I work with shared this with me, and she knows the actual wife of this man. Now, this is very healthy 56-year-old Miami obstetrician dies after being infected with the experimental Pfizer COVID vaccine. Now, this was a person who trusted that the vaccine will do good, like many of us do today. We are told, very healthy man. The man was healthy. He was fine. And this is the testimony of his wife. The love of my wife, my husband, Gregory Michael, Now, she is testifying, friends. You can look this thing up. I don't have time to read the whole thing. But what she is saying is this. I believe people should be aware that side effect can happen, that it is not good for everyone. In this case, destroyed a beautiful life, perfect family has been inspected, and many people in the community. Do not let his death be in vain. Please save lives by making this information news. Friends, that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to speak out against this. I've been making phone calls. I've been praying. I've been talking to people, trying to figure out, yo, friends, are we going to just sit back and keep watching our residents deteriorating in the palms of our hands? Are we going to just sit back and watch there is no issue with this vaccine? Oh, it's great. Oh, it's safe. Listen, not for everyone. Definitely not for the elderly. Definitely for not those who have other health issues. Not good for them. Friends, and this is, I'm just trying to sound the alarm. And my perception is simply this. My appeal to you is this. Speak up and speak out for your loved ones. Even if you don't have anyone in a nursing home, you need to trouble them. Because when I speak to those in authority, I question them, friends. I question them. And when I'm asking questions, you know what they say? Oh, the family members don't give us a hard time. They understand the situation. So because the family members are not talking, they just shrug their shoulders and say, no big deal. And you got to remember, a mother has just passed away. A grandmother has just passed away. A father is dying. She's trying to take out her last breath. Are you kidding me right now? This is the attitude we're going to have while there are lives of individuals in the palms of our hands dying in front of us. And we're going to just sit back and just, really? Really? So I will encourage you, friend, to speak up and speak out. Ask for people to re-examine this. Don't let your loved ones take this vaccine. Call the health department. Make some claims and reports, friends. Don't just go along with the narrative, oh, we had a COVID outbreak. No, friends, I'm telling you, and I don't have all the facts. I don't know everything. I'm reasoning from cause to effect. I'm just connecting the dots, okay? And I can tell you there are 100 more CNAs, 100 more nurses who are exactly thinking what I'm talking to you right now. They know it. They just don't want to speak. They're afraid. They know they're confused. They just don't know how to confront this issue. I don't either. But one thing I do know, we must say something. We must raise our voice. We must question the system. We must be critical. We must be skeptical. We must be willing to challenge them, because we have to understand they don't know everything. Those medical science, they don't know everything. They're still trying to figure things out. And to allow these residents to become the scapegoat, to become the guinea pigs of their experience, it's not right. It's not right. And it is an evil that must be challenged. It must be confronted. It must be spoken about. I'm doing my part, friend. I'm asking you, do your part. Do your research. Dig in. Questions. Call these health places. Call the nursing home. Call the hospitals. Call the health industry. Call the health departments in your state. Ask questions, friends. Don't just sit there and say, it's none of my problem. It is our problem. And we need to confront it. The lives of these people are precious to God as well. If this was your mother and your father, you will say something. How could you sit down and not say anything? Let's say something. Speak up and speak out. Yes, do it in love, but do it with zeal. Yes, do it in love, but do it. Quietness is going to destroy the lives of hundreds and thousands of residents, and we're just going to sit back and watch it happen. How many more lives need to be lost before we say something? Before they pull back this vaccine and re-examine everything. And what's even more troubling, friends, what's even more troubling, after I spoke to the person in authority today, you know what the person told me? Oh yeah, we're in the process and they're signing paper for Part B. Part B. Part A is destroying the lives of so many already. Now we are signing paper and we're pushing for Part B. And I asked, what's in Part B? Is it different? Is it going to fix some of the issues that's in Part A? No. The answer was, it's a second boost. A second boost? The first boost is doing this much damage. And we are signing on for part B. But what is part B going to do? If part A is having this much trouble, come on. What do you think part B is going to do? What are we trying to do? Eradicate their lives? How many more residents need to pass away before we sit back and re-examine, before this medical science becomes... We need to question them, friends. We need to challenge them. We need to protest against this. Because these residents, they don't have a voice. No family members are allowed in a nursing home. So they don't know what's going on. If I don't tell you, if somebody from the nursing place don't speak up about this, you're not going to know. You're not going to know. So if we don't speak for them, who is? Who is, friends? So my appeal to you, friends, is to challenge the system. My appeal to you is to question those in authority. My appeal to you is to disturb the system. Find out. Ask questions, friends. Call in the health experts. Call in departments. Challenge these people. People don't know everything. People make mistakes. The health industry is not infallible. They used to say that, you know, it was okay to drink bleach. They used to think smoking cigarette was a good thing. They used to say bloodletting was okay. So we think today, because 2021, we just can't make mistakes. Is that so? Is that so? I am seeing the adverse reaction. I am seeing lives of residents dying. And this is happening all around the world. And people need to start speaking about this. And I'm hoping this video will cause you to think, will cause you to challenge, will cause you to reason. Don't sit back and say, oh, it's not my problem. It is your problem, because soon and very soon, this vaccine is coming your way. And if we don't challenge it where we're having issues such as we have now, what are you going to do when your loved ones within the boundaries of your home begin to die? When the side effects that they're having from this vaccine is as deadly, what are you going to do? You're going to scratch your head and say, I didn't know. Friends, we are accountable. We are responsible for the lives of those who are around us. And we have a responsibility to speak up and speak out against anything. If it doesn't make sense, well, it's nonsense. It needs to be challenged. And that is all I'm trying to say here, friends. And I don't have time to get into all the nitty-gritty of it, friends. Share this video. Speak up and speak out. And here's the thing I'm telling you. This COVID-19 vaccine that is being administered to many residents is killing them. It's killing them. I'm watching them dying in front of my eyes, friends. How do you leave a person room and walk out and they come back? They're dead. And you're going to tell me a super spreader when you have zero case for the whole entire 60 days last year, the whole entire year, no death, January 1st, January 18th, over 12 deaths. They are dying like flies, friends, and the number is increasing, and people need to know about this, and the medical science must be challenged. We need to re-examine what is going on. We need to confront the issues. Let us not, don't stick your head in the sand and say, this is none of my problem. It is our problem, and we need to speak up as people, and they don't want you to know this, friends. They don't want you to know this. CNN is not going to talk about this. NBC, Fox News, they ain't gonna talk about this. They're talking about Joe Biden. They're talking about all these different issues that have no bearing whatsoever. But where lives of hundreds and thousands of residents are now depleting and dying in nursing homes, they're not getting any attention, friends. Zero attention. Why is that? Why not? Is it because they're not important enough? Well, we have to remember, this is somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's grandmother, somebody's grandparent. We can't just be quiet and say, it's none of my problems. We need to say something. So I will encourage you, call the nursing homes that you know. Call any places where you have family members in these homes. Begin to question them. Do not let them give the vaccine to your family. There are so many things that we don't know yet. There are so many things that are not yet clear. Don't just take their words for it. We need more. We need to ask more questions. People don't just come up with a vaccine out of the blue just like that. It takes years of studying and learning to understand how to create one. It doesn't just happen. And what I'm telling you as a person who is in the field, what I'm seeing, this vaccine is not working for the residents. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it might not impact those who are younger, who are of decent life. It might not have a negative effect on them. I understand that's a different degree of health. But a person who is in her 70s, in their 80s, listen, somebody who is 70 who has other health complication, that vaccine is killing them, friends. And I'm seeing that happening in front of my eyes, and I can't keep quiet anymore. I feel like if I don't speak up, I'm going to blow up. And many of our nurses, and if you are a nurse, if you are a home health aide, a CNA, an RN, a doctor, you need to say something, friends. It is your duty to say something. If you don't speak, what's gonna... You see, I think all the time about the situation that took place in the Holocaust. You know, Adolf Hitler. You know what the trouble was? The trouble wasn't Adolf Hitler and all these issues. Yeah, that was part of the problem, but the ultimate problem, when you really study this thing out, is the people who should have talked, who should have wrote, who should have spoken about this. It was the silence of those who knew better. If we know better, we got to do better. If you know something, you got to say something. And for us to just stick our heads in the sand because we just want to get our checks, we just want to work and go home to our families, and watching this thing happen and we don't see anything, that is not good. That is a betrayal to our own trust. That is a denial of the very work we perform as medical experts, any person who is in the medical field. That is wrong for us to do. And God is going to hold us accountable for this. Yes, he will. So I'm hoping this video will challenge you. And I'm hoping this video will cause you to question things. I'm hoping this video will cause you to challenge. Make some phone calls. Talk to people, friends. Talk to people. Don't just let this thing just go on and on without saying something. Once again, thank you so much for listening, friends. Share this video. Share this video. I'm putting my neck on the line. This could cost me my job and everything else, and I could care less. Because at the end of the day, the life of these people are more important to me than a paycheck. Have a good one, friends. I'll see you next time.